The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sibilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
One life, I'm gonna live it up. I'm taking flight. I said, I'll never get enough.
Pat Boone singing heavy metal. Remember that? Remember that?
Stand tall, feeling young and kind of proud. Yeah, I'm on top as long as the music's loud.
Which song was this from where, Albert?
What Judas
was
Priest. You got another thing coming.
Yes, I love it. This is great. This is actually great. Pat Boone left. You're too young, and I know. And thank God, and I'm so proud on the radio show. We have the vast listenership. What do we got? Oh, you got the chorus? Thank you, Al. Thank you. So, I'll tell you, it sounds great. So, if you're of the Greatest Generation, you remember Pat Boone. I remember as a child in Brookdale in Bloomfield, New Jersey. And we would put on Dot Records. And I remember us playing the 45s of Love Letters in the Sand. And I would sing it. And to this day, as soon as I saw Pat, we went to the Relief Factor when we went to shoot the commercials for Relief Factor this weekend. Pat was there because they have Pat's friends with the Talbots. What a sweet man. What a great guy. Stories like you can't believe about the Queen, about Elvis. He knew about Elvis. He knew about everybody. And we just had a great time with him. So then he told me the heavy metal story, how he got up and he said, let's do heavy metal. And he did that back in 97. And he was there, I guess, at the Grammys, Al, or something like that. He got
That's
up.
Correct.
Ozzy Osbourne lived next to him and Meatloaf lived across the street, for crying out loud.
This is nice guy. Neighbors.
Yeah. He said, well, what if we have a block party? What's going to happen?
Oh,
said,
forget it. A bat might be eaten. Actually, Meatloaf is a heck of a softball player. I played with Meatloaf in the Central Park League years and years ago.
Yeah, amazing. So, and what a sweet guy. So we wanted to put on some heavy metal for Pat Boone, the legend, sweetheart of a guy. And then he said all the he had a Christian hour on, and they canceled that because oh my gosh, he was with the heavy metal people, you know. So, but it all worked out. It was great. And again, a shout out to Larry Elder too. Larry, my buddy, was there. We just had a great time. We did some Christmas spots. And when you know what I like about the Talbots too, I said to Seth and Pete, that we were saying Merry Christmas from Relief Factor. Are we allowed to say that? You know what I mean? You think about it. He goes, you better believe we're going to say it. And we recorded national commercials that will be on coming up soon. And where we said Merry Christmas from Relief Factor. Thank God. And I said, Pete, I said, thank God. Thank you for believing in that. Thanks for being true. They are really true patriots and men of faith and a beautiful, beautiful family. Hey, Joe on the radio. Let me go to the phone calls like I promised. A lot to get into today. Charlie Finch. First up, always, Professor Finch, good morning. What's on your mind this morning, Charlie? What do you got, sir?
Welcome back, Joe and Joe. Speaking of Sidney Powell, Joe, where's the cardinal for General Mike Flynn at Thanksgiving, right? Yeah. The difference between Democrats and Republicans, Joe, is that Democrats want to stay in office, cheating to stay in office in order to spend our tax dollars. And Republicans want to leave office and become lobbyists with Biden in order to spend corporate dollars to figure out a way to spend our tax dollars. Now, remember, Joe, before the election, all the mainstream media was battering President Trump over the head with the red mirage that he would actually declare a victory on election night, and then we'd have 2 weeks of fraud, and Biden would win. It happened. They predicted it. No accident. But how about showbiz? Big Al played Dolly Dagger, Bob Dylan's favorite Jimi Hendrix song.
Really?
Dolly Dagger Joe was a tall, black, drink of water, fashionably dressed lady of the evening based in the Chelsea Hotel on the West Side, who used to slip a Mickey Finn to the musicians like Hendrix and roll them, but she was so hot that they would never turn her in to the NYPD. How about that for the rest of the story? Now, you also mentioned Sammy Davis Jr.
Yeah, man.
His daughter with Mae Britt has her second book about Sammy, and her first book is the basis of this new Sammy Davis Jr. biopic. The biggest story in the trades, Joe, is the battle over the casting in this film. You also played Something Got to Give by the Old Man, which was the theme of Marilyn Monroe's unfinished last film with Dean Martin. The famous shots of her naked in the pool when, unfortunately, she died. May have been murdered. I kind of think there's a role in that film for you, Joe. What do you think?
We'll check it out. Thank
you. Nine-inch head nails, perfect together. Happy Thanksgiving.
Well said, Charlie. You're the best. Thank you. Great information. Let me go to Jennifer's been holding. Jennifer, good morning. Thank you for calling. What's on your mind this morning?
Good morning, Joe. Thank you for taking my call. I'd love your take on this. So my daughter lives in Nashville, and she was just here visiting. And the interesting part is, on Friday, their mayor implemented the same rule that no more than 8 can gather. Okay, but here's the deal. Not the rest of Tennessee. Not the rest of the state. Just Nashville. And my daughter, when she moved to Nashville, always been in and out of Nashville, been there myself a lot, I warned her. I said, you're going to have a Democratic mayor. You're going to be in a lot of trouble. And in the last year and a half that she's been there, yes, she's seen a lot of trouble. But what it did do, it ignited her to read and educate herself. And she's actually voted for Trump. And I was so happy about it because I said, Nashville is a beautiful city. And they did change it up. I'm going to tell you, people from California, Maryland, they did the same to Austin. And on, my take is this: is that it's the Democrat run cities. I mean, here it is, Nashville, but not the rest of Tennessee. One other thing, as far as Florida is concerned, my late husband, when they were saying do the mail-in ballot, I actually requested a mail-in ballot for my husband. Right? He's dead now, 10 years.
Oh.
I got it. I got one.
Wow.
Yes. And I put it all over social media because people were challenging me. Oh, well, you didn't mail it in. I said, well, I don't commit felonies. Why would I mail it in? It's a felony. You can't do that.
Great phone call. Thanks, Jennifer. Thank you. Yeah. No, you're right on the money. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Have friends in Nashville. Nashville's a great town. That mayor is like apparently wacko. You're absolutely right. They go into power control, and I hear horrible things. And that's exactly what happens. And what else? Where else did that happen? It happened in Georgia. It happened in Georgia. Georgia got inundated from people outside the state. Money, 80% of the money going up against the Republican candidates for the Senate race. 80% of the money comes from out of the state. They come in. If I'm out of the state, then they vote. It's what's happening in Florida and Texas. Oh, look at Texas. It's going to turn blue. It's because people from all over these liberal cities, don't they understand that when you vote that way, you're going to get 7 people shot in Brooklyn with 1 teenager killed at a Sweet 16 party. Don't they know it's going to happen in Chicago? You put these wackos, excuse me, not to be rude, in office in Chicago, you're going to get 47 shot on a weekend and 5 dead, and there's not one mention of it on any news show. Oh, get me started. People, you know why? I get upset, but I don't get angry because I was one of those Democrats. I wouldn't even think about it. I could never bring myself to vote for Republicans. Great. Jennifer, your daughter voted for President Trump. President Trump was a life changer. He was a breath of fresh air. You can't stand him. You can't stand any. It doesn't matter. It's what's good for the country. And look at the accomplishments of, like my friend, the dentist, Bill the Drill O'Neill. What a great guy. Bill the Drill goes, it's Trumpism. And we own it, and this is ours, and we should be proud of it. Trumpism, just like that, in your face. And let's wait till December 14th. Everybody relax. Everybody relax. Sidney Powell, Lynn Wood are probably going one way. Rudy's on top. And if they listen to Mayor Giuliani and some of the things he said, he's got all the evidence. Let's see what happens. You know what? The way they fix things, I don't know what's going to happen. It may be a Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, tenure. But if it is, we will stay vigilant, and we're not going to go down. But don't they owe it to us to see, to Jennifer's point, they sent a ballot to her deceased husband. This happened. It was so much fraud. We got to run this out. We got to run this out. And I ain't backing down. I'm not saying, oh, he should concede. Oh, yeah, no, President Trump. I'm sticking to my guns. Let me go to Ed for a second. Ed, good morning. What's on your mind this morning?
I got to tell you what you do, my brother. What you do on the radio to us is you stir patriotism. And my current thoughts just drift on to other things. I was one of those kids in the cloud, in a diazinon cloud chasing mosquito guy. And maybe that's what makes me think this way, other than my father being in the military, my mother being great. Yeah. You know, I think it's like Kennedy said that, you know, education replaces a closed mind with an open one. We both went to college. You're in Portland having a great time. I'm holding down the fort here. I'm not just sitting here eating buca tea, oil and garlic with sardines and cheese. My neighbors, I think they're dumb as car bumpers. I don't know what's going on. They're telling me, no, Eddie, Trump won. I'm going to Electoral College. No, and I'm starting to get a pain in my knee because I ran out of damn relief factor. I'm going to tell you my relief factor will be, Joe, the real one, the ultimate one, to see the Supreme Court take Trump through right to president, just like they did Thomas Jefferson back in the day. That's what we need. Thank you, Ed,
from your lips to God's ears, indeed. You know, 716, I think it could happen. Will it happen? Thank you. I see on Twitter here, Joe Piscopo, didn't know you had a radio show. It's getting harder to find real Americans anywhere. Thanks from a Jersey girl. You are most welcome, Jersey girl. Great to have you with us, and welcome to the Radio Piscopo family. More and more folks are joining us, I think, and I try to deal straight. And I'm telling you what, I understand the criticism, and I'd like to be what I consider objective that you don't see in the news media now. There's no objectivity. But when I see people, when I see all that Mayor Giuliani and Jenna Ellis and Joe DeGeneva and Victoria have all put together, I'm saying, wow, look what they found. Look what they found. And you and I go, yeah, that's really fraud. And then the press keeps saying, where's the evidence? What were you watching? Was anybody paying attention? Because I got to tell you this, too. I got to tell you, and you really, you're a family member. You listen to the show. I got to tell you. I don't think those reporters, and God forgive me, I am not an elitist. I am not an academic, clearly. I barely graduated college, you know what I mean? Actually, I made the dean's list the last quarter, but it was a little small college. I couldn't get in anywhere else, you know? I don't think these reporters are educated enough. I really don't think. I think you're better off getting a street reporter out there to, you know, that with the street sense that you and I have. Am I right? If you put an academic in there, and that's what all these people go, I went to the so-and-so school of journalism. Yes, I did, indeed. And they're high and mighty and the elitist. They look down at us. They look down at us because we're regular human beings. I don't think, but they never do their homework. And I knew that when the president, when they're talking about the president, after he has the coronavirus, and they said, and his doctor said, he was taking some that cocktail that he took from Regeneron, and then they mentioned dexamethasone like that, and that caught my attention because of the research I do for you on this program. I said, whoa, that stops inflammation of the lungs. I said to myself, I didn't want to say it on the air because I don't want to, you know, just kind of be inflammatory, so to speak. But no, not one person picked it up in the press till like 2 days later. Well, oh, what a doctor! A doctor got it and said, "Well, if they're using that, so which showed that the president, you know, he had the virus." And you know what I loved about it? He beat the virus. And then they criticize him for the point I'm making is that the press doesn't do the research. It's all about how can we just inflame the problem? How can we make it really, really bad? And also, don't forget, some of these media media companies. They're all bought. They're bought, paid, and sold by the Communist Party in China. Oh, you, yes, they are. You better believe that. We're going to deal honest with that. And I liked when the president had the helicopter landing and taking off and saluting. I liked all of it because it shows that he loved the country. And he was telling China, look, you're going to send that virus over. You know, I'm going to beat it. Then what do you think China has now? Who do you think the Manchurian candidate is now for President Xi? Who's President Xi's, I don't want to use the word, the B word, but who's President Xi's little boy? It's Joe Biden, man. Joe Biden is in there. He is compromised. He's compromised, yet they still put him in office. And if you're a Democrat and you can't stand President Trump, show me a candidate and I will give you the validity you deserve. Show me Tulsi Gabbard up there. She would have been great. Tulsi, who, I don't know anybody else actually that was running aside from Tulsi, but you're going to put Joe Biden there? Joe Biden,
half
he's a puppet of China? Huh?
Yeah, half the Democratic Party was right.
Oh, my Lord. The point is, you're going to vote for Donald Trump. You support Donald Trump. Let's just wait. Let's just wait for a second, and let's just wait till December 14th. If it doesn't work out our way, so help me God, we will be even more vigilant than ever before. And no matter what, please keep this in your heart, because I know you despair when you see the press and you see the assault of the mainstream media on everything that you believe in, which is family and God and country and everything that's great in your community. You know, keep this in mind. Like my friend Bill the Drill said, Trumpism, it's here. It's not going anywhere. Donald J. Trump, the reality TV star, drives him crazy when I say that. He instilled in America patriotism, belief in the military, back the blue, support law enforcement. You know, America first. Trumpism ain't going nowhere. Joe on the radio, 20 minutes after 7 o'clock, and Brandy Scott's in for Debbie Duhaime on AM 970 The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Starting out in New Jersey, not so great on 78, making your way eastbound. We've got a debris spill taking out a lane by exit 18. After that, a crash right after exit 20. Stop and go ride from around exit 15 on through. Inbound across the Hudson, George Washington Bridge, going to run you about 15 to 20 for the upper level. Lower level will cost you about the same. Inbound Lincoln, about a 15-minute ride over at the inbound Holland, 20 to 25. Cross Bronx going slow on the westbound side, moving between 3rd Avenue through to underneath the apartments at the outbound George. Delays on the Harlem River Drive heading southbound, approaching 3rd Avenue. That's because of a collision. You need to stop and go from around 135th Street. Belt westbound picking up a lot of extra volume, moving between JFK and Lefferts Boulevard. Rain this morning giving way to sunshine in the afternoon. Will warm up to around 57 degrees. And now you know how not to go. I'm Brandy Scott on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Napa Auto Parts. With thousands of locally owned Napa stores across the nation, chances are wherever you call home, they do too. So whether you stop by a local Napa Auto Parts store, Napa Auto Care Center, or visit Napa online, you can count on Napa know-how.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Investors are feeling some optimism to start the week after promising results from a third coronavirus vaccine. That vaccine, developed by the University of Oxford and AstraZeneca, was found to be as much as 90% effective in preventing infections without serious side effects. Guitar Center expects to keep its nearly 300 stores open while it reorganizes under Chapter 11 bankruptcy, and it plans to complete the process before the end of the year. Guitar Center was among retailers forced to temporarily closed most of its stores earlier this year. Delta Airlines chief executive Ed Bastian tells the Financial Times the company could be interested in buying its first Boeing 737 MAX planes. The FAA recently cleared the planes to fly again after a software fix and updated pilot training. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
At home with Robert, retired burglar and family man.
Carolers, that's the holiday spirit. Speaking of which, Simply Safe Home Security is having a huge holiday sale. Right now, you can get 40% off a new system and a free camera at simplysafe.com/holiday. That's 40% off the system U.S. News named the best of 2020. Simply Safe protects your whole home 24/7 with monitoring by professionals. The sale ends soon, so go to simplysafe.com/holiday for 40% off and a free camera today.
Black Friday, Cyber Monday, one day only sale? Wouldn't you rather just work with a company that puts you on a pedestal every day? Well, that's what you get with Pure Talk, a veteran-run wireless company who understands what it means to serve. Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile, if you're with them, you're overpaying. Pure and simple. Pure Talk can easily save you over $400 a year. Listen, this is all you need. Unlimited talk, text, and 2 gigs of data for just $20 a month. And if you go over data usage, they don't charge you for it. That is why Pure Talk is my wireless provider. Make them your wireless provider too. Switching to Pure Talk is the easiest decision you're going to make today. You can keep your phone and your number or get great deals on the latest iPhones and Androids. Grab your mobile phone, dial #250 and say Larry Elder. When you do, you'll save 50% off your first month. Dial #250 and say keyword Larry Elder. Pure Talk, simply smarter wireless.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe, on the radio, telling you about Relief Factor. I'm so excited. So we shot a series of commercials for Relief Factor over the weekend. That's where I was in Seattle. It was so much fun with Pete and Seth Talbot, and Larry Elder was there as well. And, yes, Pat Boone was there, but we had a great time. And then I had a Pete on my right, and I had Seth on my left. And I went through the copy, and I really spoke from my heart, as I, you know, you will see on the commercials. And they said, wow, Joe, after the first take, I was, you know me, I was like so energized. They went, wow, Joe, that was great, man. I go, you know, I believe in what you guys are doing. This is a great product. And then they have a whole new warehouse right there in Seattle, you know, outside of Seattle. And they have a whole new office space, and they're supplying so many jobs, you know, and I love it. And the fact that Relief Factor works, it's 100% drug free. Well, it deals with your inflammation from four different metabolic pathways, and it's 100% natural. That's what I like about it, you know, and it works for me. And that's the clinical claim, because you got to be careful on the radio. You can't say this is FDA approved. I'm not saying that. I'm telling you what works for me. If you try the 3 week quick start. This is the concept of Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of Relief Factor. You will get out of pain. It worked for me in 5 days. I feel the same way with you. Shoulder, neck, hip, knee, foot pain, whatever. You try the 3 week quick start. It's only $19.95. They discounted it. Don't even make money on that. Just to see if you can get out of pain. Now give your body what it needs to heal itself. You know what that is? It's Relief Factor. ReliefFactor.com. Or call, please, 800-500-8384.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe on the radio, 726 on AM 970, The Answer, the flagship station for Salem Media, and proud to be around the country. You know what? Around the world. We appreciate you listening on AM 970, TheAnswer.com. Kristen Tate is a columnist, political commentator, author of The Liberal Invasion of Red State America. Kristen, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Joe, great to be with you. Thank you so much for having me.
No, we love it. I always said it earlier, young people who make sense. I love it. It's great. It's like, what's going on? When you go out, Kristen, if I may start here, if you're going out and you're hanging with your friends, does anyone believe, like, make any common sense like you do? Or is everybody just crazy, regressive socialists?
You know, I spent years living up in New York, and up there, no, nobody makes sense up there. But I moved to Texas. And you'd be surprised, Joe, a lot of young people down here are right of center, conservative, libertarian. So that does give me hope.
It, you know what? That is great. That's a great state. That is a great state. I love that. I spent so much time in Texas. So, in your book, The Liberal Invasion of Red State America, it's true, though. People from California are going to go to Texas, and then they keep voting Democrat. And guilty as charged. When I was a blue dog Democrat most of my life, I would always just vote Democrat just because it was voting Democrat. That's what's happening. It's happening in Georgia, too. They're invading Florida as well. Am I right, Kristen?
That's right. I mean, I think this is a trend that will probably take root over several years. But we saw in this election some of the changes that this is already having. And especially with COVID, you know, a lot of these people living in New York and LA, they don't have to be in these cities anymore to do their jobs because everyone's working remotely. So they moved to more pleasant, low-cost places. And then you're right, they just keep voting the way they always have. And if this trend continues long term, I mean, it really could destroy a lot of our red states that are reliable. Like, you know, if we lose Texas, it's over. A lot of people don't realize this, but Texas's demographics right now are almost identical to what California's were in 1990. And, you know, young people, Joe, they don't realize California used to be a very conservative state. And now, of course, it's totally to the left. And Democrats have won every presidential election there for the last, what, 3 decades. So Texas is kind of at a turning point right now, and it's up to the good patriots here to keep it red and to explain to our new neighbors why the state has been prospering, and we don't want to change that.
Yeah, we really appreciate it, Kristen. Really, your mindset is right on the money, because like one of our listeners, Jennifer, called. She said her daughter moved to Nashville. And Nashville was a great town. Now they have a Democratic mayor, and it's a mess down there. Look at New York City. Look at, even in Brooklyn, we had 7 shootings, 1 killed at a Sweet 16 party. You think, and I didn't see it, so I have to be objective. I have to be honest. I did not see it when I was a Democrat, and I was voting just blindly Democrat. But take a look at the Chicago, Kristen, 47 shot, 47 shot, 5 dead. It doesn't even, it's not even on the news. I haven't seen it anywhere, for goodness sake. How do you convince these people not to, they're voting for destruction of their city?
Well, like you say, you got to point to what's going on in the places they left. And it's not just crime. I mean, obviously the crime is a huge part, but it's everything, right? I mean, it's cost of living, which is through the roof in these blue states.
Yeah.
It's the failing school systems, which are a joke. It is the taxation rate. I mean, in New York, people are paying the highest tax rate in the country. The state and local taxes alone are, I think, 12.6% in the highest bracket. You have these high earners who, you know, the high earners, they're probably not going to be affected by the crime, but those other things, they will be. So they leave. And you've got to show them, you know, you left, you came here because of the low cost of living, because of the tax rate. Don't you want to keep it that way? Yeah, well, then don't vote for the same Democrats who destroyed the place you came from.
It's true. And then the stimulus package coming on the Democratic side, they want to take out and bail out the big cities. And people say, why should we bail out the big cities? Because you're right, the tax rates are so ridiculously high. But on the other hand, they are like, New York is struggling horribly. And it's only because, in my opinion, of mismanagement. So your point is well taken. Hey, so give us your take on your support for President Trump. I ain't bailing out. Everybody's bailing out, Kristen. Oh, they're running for the hills. Well, he should concede. I said, stay in and fight. What do you got to lose? It's 3 more weeks or so. Let's see what happened with this election. Am I wrong here?
Oh, I totally agree with you, Joe. I mean, I'm actually pretty optimistic because I agree he should stay in and fight. But even if we have to, God forbid, have Joe Biden get inaugurated this January, what happened in this election was actually not a repudiation of Trumpism. I actually think it was quite the opposite. I mean, we saw Trump-like candidates winning down the ballot. And interestingly, for all the talk of Trump being a quote-unquote white supremacist, the only group that he lost ground with between 2016 and 2020 was suburban whites, interestingly. Every other group he made huge gains with. And I think the reason he lost some suburban whites is not because of his policies, but because of his rhetoric and his tweets. So Trumpism as a platform, the MAGA agenda, populism, this platform is in a great place to keep going and winning in the future, and especially if we can run candidates who can build on the coalition Trump brought in and then also bring back those whites. I mean, the Trump agenda is very popular. I saw a poll that 56% of Americans say they are better off now than they were 4 years ago. That number is higher than it was when Barack Obama ran for re-election, when Bush ran for re-election, and when Clinton ran for re-election. So people's problem in the suburbs with Trump was not about his policies. It was about his tweets and his rhetoric. And I'd rather have the problem be about that than the policies, because it means we can run more Trumpism candidates in the future and win.
Yeah, I love your mindset. Kristen Tate, she is just so smart. And the way you keep the tax base, you want to keep taxes low. And the way you do that, you could bring the jobs back to America. And correct me if I'm wrong, Kristen Tate, but once, if and when, God forbid, Joe, you're absolutely right, God forbid, if Joe Biden gets in, though, all the jobs are gone again. Everything that the president brought back. And that just means higher taxes, because you need that workforce tax base, I mean, to support the cities. And Biden gets in, he's bought and sold by China, yes?
Exactly right. I mean, he's been very open, Biden has, about the fact that on day one, he wants to roll back the Trump tax cuts. That alone right there is an evaporation of almost $2,000 a year in savings for average Americans. So, yeah, I mean, our taxes are going to go up if he gets inaugurated. The good thing is it looks like the Republicans are going to hold the Senate. I don't think the Georgia runoff races will go to the Democrats. So we can thank God for that. So that really means that the only things Biden will be able to do are executive orders. But you can do a lot with executive orders. Yeah. So if he gets inaugurated, a lot of the Trump progress is going away. But again, the good thing is about executive orders, they can be undone with other executive orders. So we need to fight like hell to get the White House back if Joe Biden does get inaugurated. But what scares me, Joe, is this mass mail-in voting and voting fraud. I mean, I just have to wonder if we're ever going to have a fair, you know, presidential election again, because the Democrats used this pandemic as an excuse, really, to put in place these unprecedented voting systems. I mean, mass mail-in voting should never happen again. But I think we all know that after the pandemic leaves, if Republicans try to say, hey, you know, we don't want mass mail-in voting anymore, the left is going to shriek about voter suppression. They're never going to let us go back to the way it was. So that kind of concerns me. Yeah. But hopefully, if Biden is inaugurated, he won't be able to do too much, because Republicans will keep the Senate.
Kristen Tate, right on the money, and you're so, so right. And this is exactly why we have to let this play out to at least December 14th, because of everything you just said about we've got to change it. We got to say exactly what happened, what went wrong with this election. Hey, Kristen, you got to run.
You know what, Joe? Yeah, you're please. Right about Trump fighting. And if there's one lesson Trump has taught us, it's Republican squishes need to step aside and let the fighters come forward. Republicans need to fight.
Yes.
Donald Trump is a fighter, and you're absolutely right. He's got to fight till the end.
Kristen, we love you. Appreciate it so much. Come back anytime, and thanks for joining us this morning on a Monday. Kristen, thank God.
Thank you so much.
Hey, Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving. Have a great one. Thank God for Kristen Tate. A young gal like that got common sense. Oh, is it that not refreshing? I got to tell you. Joe of the radio, Pat LaFrade is going to join us momentarily. And your phone call's always at 877-970-2999. Keep the fight is right. 736. And Big Al's got the headline news right now on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
57 degrees at 736. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A young woman dead, several other teenagers hurt in a shooting after a Sweet 16 party in Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn. Police say gunfire rang out on Albany Avenue just after 11 last night at a gathering following the birthday party. NYPD Chief Judith Harrison says a 20-year-old woman was killed and at least six teens as young as 14 were injured. Police are investigating whether it all was in retaliation for the shooting of a 17-year-old at the initial Sweet 16 party. Several New Jersey schools switching to remote learning following the Thanksgiving break, but one school heading online earlier. Starting today, North Arlington High School will transition to virtual learning after someone in the building tested positive for coronavirus. School officials made the decision yesterday, making the change a week earlier than planned. Meanwhile, the entire school district will conduct online learning from November 30th until January 18th. Jets lost to the Chargers yesterday 34-28. Not only does that still not give them a win on the season at 0-10, they have now been officially eliminated from a shot at the playoffs. Stuck in traffic, Brandy Scott's got the answer.
Broken down car on the belt heading westbound over by JFK. One lane is out there. It's a stop and go ride from Rockaway Boulevard. Heavy ride on the Cross Island northbound approaching the Southern State from the Grand Central. Some flooding on the BQE eastbound. One lane blocked over by the Brooklyn Bridge. Collision on the Harlem River Drive southbound. You are jammed there approaching 3rd Avenue. Solid delays go back to 135th Street. Cross Bronx moving to the outbound George. Stop and go from the Sheridan through to underneath the apartments. Inbound side going to run you about 15 to 20 minutes for the upper level. Lower level will cost you about the same. Over at the inbound Lincoln, it's a 20-minute wait. Inbound at the Holland, 20 to 25. Rain this morning, then sunshine in the afternoon, going up to around 57 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear, but chilly, will dip down into the mid-30s. Now you know how not to go. I'm Brandi Scott on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio telling you about Calamine & Company Real Estate. You know the market is exploding. And Calamine & Company Real Estate is the best agency for you. They only represent sellers, putting sellers' needs above everything else. You know that. Louis Calamine and his team take a client-focused, old-school approach to real estate. Whatever needs to be done to get the deal closed quickly and for top bucks, Calamine & Company Real Estate, get that job done for you. You know what's great about Calamine & Company? They specialize in selling estate-owned properties because that can get really confusing. Call Louis Calamine, please, 718-998-1100. They are regularly hired by executors, administrators, attorneys, even the surrogates court. And what's most impressive about Calamine & Company is what I tell you every morning is their 100% success rate. Calamine & Company is the best broker a seller can hire, especially when selling estate-owned properties. They're in Brooklyn, Queens, Manhattan, on Staten Island. But would you call, do what I did, call Lewis. If you're wondering about the real estate value of your home or your business, call 718-998-1100, 718-998-1100, or go to calamine.com. Clients come first at Calamine & Company Real Estate.
What if I told you there was a gift with no strings? It's no secret that precious metals protect investors in times of uncertainty. If you don't already have a little silver or gold in the safe, like I do, you need to research it. Precious metals have proven to be a rock-solid logical play in the modern-day IRA. So much so that a new problem has actually come up. The gold market has become so crowded with too many inexperienced dealers. I dealt with this myself. That's why I like Noble Gold. So who should you trust? Well, here's one tip. Stay away from any gold dealer luring you with an extravagant welcome gift that usually translates into hidden high fees. We partner with Noble Gold, where I buy my gold from, because they offer you a welcome token with no strings. You'll receive a gorgeous 1/10 of an ounce American Eagle gold coin with any qualified new account. Noble Gold's business model is set up with you in mind. They keep fees at an industry low levels, providing excellent ROI. Call them now and mention my name so you can have fun with this offer. Learn how to play it safe and smart with your finances. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
This holiday season may feature more merriment with our devices than ever before as we stay connected with family, friends, and a blizzard of online shopping. But all that online activity can mean more chances of exposing your personal information. In fact, 64% of adults admit to risking online privacy for convenience. Whether you're buying gifts or getting something special for yourself, you may not even know that your identity has been compromised or that your info has been sold on the dark web. Don't spend the holidays without identity theft protection from LifeLock. It monitors for uses of your personal information, and if you have a problem with identity theft, a U.S.-based identity restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock can help you feel safer. The best sale of the year is right now. Save up to 30% off your first year at LifeLock.com using promo code SMART. That's LifeLock.com, promo code SMART, to save 30% off. Sale ends November 30th.
Bad call. Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Rhino Shield. I love Rhino Shield. I'm a big proponent of Rhino Shield. I love independent business people. And Susan at Rhino Shield is an independent businesswoman. She's the only really gal representative for all of Rhino Shield around the country. And she does a great job. And she's got that personal touch, you know. So when you call Susan, and I'm going to give you the number at 877-744-6608, she'll tell you about the 15% off the final price for any job signed for Rhino Shield in November. No matter when you want the job started, Susan will tell you how she offers no payments, no interest financing for 1 year. She'll tell you about Rhino Shield being that ceramic coating that seals your house or commercial business, by the way. Looks just like paint, has a 25-year guarantee. You want to super shield your roof, you can do. She'll tell you about all of that. But what's great about Susan is if you're not sure what color it is, if you want to know about the workers that are coming to them, she is so meticulous in taking care of you when she does the Rhino Shield. I'm telling you, it's so quick. Those workers are among the best workers I have ever seen. And that is a testament to Susan as a businesswoman and being the great businesswoman that she is. So she makes it easy. And you know what else she makes Rhino Shield? Fun. It was fun. We loved it with my kids. I had the best time. So call Susan if you're curious about your business, and that's your calling card. If you're curious about really just upping the real estate value of your home. You want to rhino shield it. My house by the great, the deck, the house, the roof, it's spectacular. 877-744-6608. Call Susan at Rhino Shield. 877-744-6608. A Rhino Shield. It's not paint.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 743. Pat LaFreda is a great guy. He's part of the he's third generation owner of Pat LaFreda Meat Purveyors. And just he's a friend and just he's a veteran. And you know LaFreda Meats are the best in the world. Pat, thanks for jumping on the air with us, man. How you doing, my brother?
Big Joe, it's great to hear from you, pal. It's great to be on.
You know, Pat, you got to tell me, you were a veteran, and I should, Frankie V said that, and I should know that, so I apologize. And we're celebrating veterans all month, the month of November. So tell us your time in the service, if we can, Pat.
Well, I wanted to follow in my grandfather's footsteps. He earned 3 Purple Hearts in World War II in the Pacific against the Japanese.
Wow.
He was shot twice, and he hit a white phosphorus grenade a third time, and then it took 3 times before to get injured before they let you go during World War II. So I joined in 1990. I did a split option, so you know I basically didn't have a day off in college. I didn't have the spring breaks. I didn't have the summers. I did basic training in Fort McClellan, Alabama, AIT training in Fort San Antonio, Texas, and served until 1998. So I did my 6 years and I re-upped for 2. And then really did more work for the military after. I was honorably discharged, which is, it's a great accomplishment as a sergeant. And then joined the Armed Forces Foundation and was the chairperson of the Armed Forces Foundation. And we really helped veterans get off the street, especially ones that were affected by the VA, overdosing them with pills and then turning to to harder drugs, and everything we do right now, our focus is on the Intrepid, the gorgeous Intrepid in New York City, right in the Hudson.
Spectacular group, spectacular.
Yeah, amazing people. So Susan Zausner, and she's the president of it, and we just everything that we direct our funds to them. It's important to make sure that any nonprofit you work with, the money is actually going to where you intended to go.
Love it. I love it.
Yeah. So,
Pat, we should do. First of all, thanks for your service. That's great. That is dedication. My goodness gracious. And we should do a show from the Intrepid. How great would that be? You know, you go right.
They would love to have them. I'll tell you to be on the top deck with those.
You want to know the truth, Pat? I gotta tell you, there was it when the Republican convention was in town, and I did a show, and I did a big band show for the state of Massachusetts, because they celebrate each state, and they have these little functions around town for the different states. We were on the Intrepid, and I remember I was supposed to be on the deck, but we ended up going like a deck down because it was raining, and boy, that was great. That was so much fun. We should definitely rendezvous over there, Pat. You know what's great about your family, the LaFreda family, Pat? You remember your roots. Your dad and everybody. That's why I was so taken aback when I was out and we met and we had such a great time. You remember your roots. And then this, if I may, Pat, and tell me, I know you're like a friend, so I'm talking to you like a friend, and I don't want to divulge too much, but you, during the pandemic, you supplied meat to people that would never have gotten meat. You brought trucks in. Tell us about how you did that. You were an essential service provider for food. We couldn't get any meat, and LaFreda stepped up. Tell us about that, if you would, Pat.
We knew the virus was deadly, but it wasn't as deadly as what was being reported, and we thought that the virus is not going to kill us as a civilization, but panic can. And when civilians were waiting 5 hours online at supermarkets to find out that they had nothing on the shelves, panic did set in for a little bit. We are the bridge between meat and people, and we just made sure that bridge, if it didn't go through a supermarket or a restaurant because all the restaurants were closed, we had some restaurants that had space, like the Mohawk House. Like they had space to do what an idea that he and I had, which was for me to deliver one of my trucks there, a refrigerated truck, and then for another truck every day to keep loading it with meat and to make sure that we had a meat supply to the general public. And that idea caught on with a couple dozen restaurant accounts so that we were able, they were able to stay open. It was not about making a profit or making money. It was about just keeping people supplied. And the amount, the positive feedback that we had from that just people had meat in their, you know,
yeah,
in their fridges.
Sure, man.
It was just avoided panic. And we thought that was our job. That was something that we could do to contribute.
Yeah, well, God bless you for doing that. Pat LaFreda, third-generation owner of Pat LaFreda Meat Purveyors with Joe on the radio. Before we let you go, and please, before I forget, love to your family, love to Mark and your team at LaFreda. But what do you do? Is there an alternative to Thanksgiving? In Italian household, we have lasagna. That's our alternative to Thanksgiving. But is there a meat that would be an alternative to turkey? I'm not a turkey guy, Pat. What am I going to tell you, you know?
Well, I mean, traditionally, there's either like Easter is a ham, so one that you make yourself, a fresh ham. So, like, when we say ham, it usually means, like, smoked and cooked already. You know, talking about the hind leg of pork. So that's a great alternative to turkey. But if it has to do with meat, then it's definitely a pork roast. So, you know, pork roast with chops and like a pineapple stuffing is amazing.
All at LaFreda.com, by the way. Pat, we love you, man. And say hi to Mark and to your dad. Give a big hug. We love you and we're proud to be with you.
Everything you do.
Thank you, sir. And thank you for your service, Pat. Great, great chat. Pat LaFreda right there. Great, great, great patriot. Great American. And the third generation owner of Pat LaFreda Meat Purveyors. And just as an aside, we just wanted to acknowledge Pat's service, you know, because we're celebrating veterans this month. But you want the best meat anywhere, you got to go to LaFreda.com. Boom. It's just like that. 10 minutes before 8 o'clock, 7:50 on AM 970, The Answer. And Brandi Scott is in for Debbie Duhame doing traffic on AM 970, TheAnswer.com.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Well, we've got some flooding out there on the roadway, going slow on the BQE eastbound, approaching Northern Boulevard. Delays from around Broadway. The right lane is out. Grand Central westbound flooding on the ramp to the LIE, hitting the brakes as you exit there. Van Wyck northbound, a collision over by Rockaway Boulevard. You are packed approaching that area. You've got delays on the Harlem River Drive heading southbound because of a crash by 3rd Avenue. Jam from 135th Street on down. Some extra volume on the FDR northbound approaching the Triborough Bridge. Cross Bronx eastbound, a broken down car blocking a lane by the Major Deegan. That has you a bit sluggish from the Alexander Hamilton Bridge. Heading inbound across the Hudson, George going to run you about 20 minutes for the upper level. Lower level a little bit better at 10 to 15. Inbound Lincoln will cost you 20. Over at the inbound Helena, 20 to 25 minute wait. Now you know how not to go. I'm Brandi Scott on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Brandi. Well done. Joe on the radio telling you about Balance of Nature. Balance of Nature, I tell you, fruits and vegetables in capsule form. Did you see the commercials on TV for Balance of Nature? How they say that? They just take all the fruits, all the vegetables, all natural, and they just put it into a vegetarian capsule. That's what Balance of Nature is. They have all the nutrients that you get are in within the 100% whole food, plants, fruits, and vegetables that are in Balance of Nature. It's not like vitamins. Vitamins are synthetics. You'll eliminate vitamins. You want the natural food. You want the natural antioxidants to fight everything in your body. And when I go on the road, I am so meticulous with my Balance of Nature anyway. So I made sure I had it on the plane. I'm taking the Balance of Nature because it builds up your immune system. And I get crazy when they don't even tell us that in the news. You have to build up your immune system. And when I tell you a daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables, mamma mia, you're not going to get that anywhere else. You get it in a vegetarian capsule with Balance of Nature. Here's the phone number, please. 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. By the way, free shipping, hello, and 35% off of any new preferred order of Balance of Nature. You can go here too, please. BalanceofNature.com. Use that discount code, The Answer.
Great news, beauty lovers. Black Friday is starting earlier than ever at Ulta Beauty. Beginning Sunday, November 22nd, enjoy hundreds of Black Friday deals available all week long, like 50% off the hottest products from Bare Minerals, Living Proof, and more. Or get 40% off eyeshadow palettes from Juvia's Place and Makeup Revolution. And we've made shopping easier, too. Visit us in-store, online, or try curbside pickup. The holidays are here. Let's see the joy all season long. Ulta Beauty. The possibilities are beautiful.
Dell Technologies just announced their Black Friday sale. They're releasing new doorbusters every weekday, plus up to 50% off cutting-edge tech for your business. There's no better time to upgrade your small business with the latest laptops and desktops with Intel Core processors, plus there's free shipping on everything. Yes, everything. Give Dell Technologies advisors a call. They'll identify the right tech solution for your business. Call 877-ASK-DELL or go to dell.com/sbblackfriday. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
You've all probably heard of asbestos, and you know that it's dangerous. You may also know exposure to asbestos is the only known cause of mesothelioma, a deadly cancer. People who were exposed to asbestos decades ago are being diagnosed to this day with mesothelioma. That's because it can take as many as 30 or even 50 years to develop. But did you also know there is money to pay victims of asbestos exposure from years ago? An estimated $30 billion is available to help compensate victims and their families. So if you or a member of your family have been diagnosed with mesothelioma, you may be able to receive some of this money without ever going to court or ever filing a lawsuit. Get a free legal review today. Call Sokolov Law at 1-800-972-9200. That's Sokolov Law at 1-800-972-9200.
Everybody knows this guy.
Now, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe on the radio, 5 minutes before 8 o'clock. Isaac Longley is in for Joe Lundberg. Isaac, good morning. Is the rain done now for the day, sir?
Not quite. The rain's actually going to continue probably for the next hour or two here, starting to taper off a little bit from west to east. And eventually we're going to see clouds break for some sunshine, especially as we head into this afternoon. We do have a high of 59 degrees, but that high is in the morning before temperatures fall into the middle 40s by this afternoon. So it's going to be turning cooler this afternoon and pretty breezy out there as well. But high pressure moves overhead for tonight into tomorrow. Tomorrow we're going to see partly sunny skies. A little bit on the cooler side, we have a high of 48 tomorrow and turning out mostly cloudy on Wednesday with a high of 54. Now heading into Thanksgiving Day, it's going to be a rather unsettled day. We have mild conditions, but we'll have rain around the area with a high near 60.
60, that's good. Isaac, thank you so much, my friend. Well done. Joe on the radio, 756. Let me go to Frank Holding. I see the calls are holding, and I apologize for that. Frank, what's on your mind? We got a couple seconds. Wanted to get you on the air, my friend.
Hey, good morning, Joe. I heard you getting interviewed Saturday morning by Mike Porcelli from the Auto List. I didn't know you were a car guy.
Did you hear that? Was that great?
Yeah. What do you Trans Am did you own?
You know what? Oh, Lord. It was the one with the big with the eagle on the front. It was as Guido as it possibly could have been, Frank. You know what I'm saying? It was black.
Did you have a members-only jacket, too?
Yes, with the members-only jacket. I did, man. With the mullet. Thank you, Frank. Thanks for listening, man. That was great. That's so funny. We did. I was on with the car guys. Joey, what's the name of the show? Mike's show.
Autolab.
Autolab, yeah. So I told a story of cars. We're talking about cars, and I said, and when I first, I had a Ford Fairmont, which was like looked like Jerry Seinfeld saw it when I was at the comedy clubs. He goes, "That looks like a government vehicle," because it was just light blue, and it was all I could afford at the time. And then, hey, I started making some money. I got a Trans Am. I mean, right? Oh, it was so Guido, black with the gold, the eagle on the front.
Yeah, 78 Trans Am. You thought you were Burt Reynolds.
I said, yeah, exactly. So, but then the story I told on Autolab is how Eddie and I went out and got cars, and we got two matching XJ12 Jaguars. Because God forbid, I forbid I should put the money in the bank. Eddie, I'm showing Eddie the brochure and a read-through for Saturday Night Live. We went, oh, look at these cars. And one of the fondest memories I have is screaming out of Montclair, New Jersey, down Route 3 into New York City to rehearsal. Eddie and I side by side, like the Blue Angels with... I think I had the black Trans Am, black XJ12, and Eddie had the white one. And we just, that was a great memory. Thanks, Frank, for that call. Joe on the radio, Darren Porcher's coming up, Kevin McCullough, and Mayor Giuliani on Piscopo in the morning.